Stay in the Know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
Glenn Lewis, Nathi Ndumase, and Lelo Mzaka.
Gerald!
Good morning, Victor. How are you, sir, this morning?
I'm good.
To all the Radio 2000 listeners.
I'm good. Let's start with you. You're like a personal trainer. You know, people, before they train with a personal trainer, they look at the physique of the personal trainer first. So let's start with you. How are you coping with your bills and your bond? Do you have a bond?
Yeah, I do. It's really rough. I think right now it's as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
You're paying 40% more than you were paying in 2021 on your bond.
How crazy is that?
And that's almost half more. And the worst part about it is we still are going to get another 1 or 2 interest rate hike.
I think so, yes.
Which means it's not to the end. One of the questions a lot of people ask, Glenn, is should I go and fix my mortgage rate?
Yeah.
I would say you should have done it 2 years ago. You'd be smiling right now. Because what happens when you go and you fix your rate, Glenn?
Yes.
They don't fix it at today's rate. The repo rate now is 7.75%. They'll fix it at 2% more. So if you fix it today, you're going to end up paying more first, but you are taking a viewpoint that rates will go up further. So will they go up another 2%? I don't know. But if you had done it a year ago, you'd be smiling. So that's the challenge.
Okay. So you still think buying a house is still a good investment?
Look, buying a house right now is not a good investment. Right now, you're buying into expenses. It's a renter's market. If you're renting a property, Glenn, you don't worry if the keys are best. You don't worry if things are not working. You just call the landlord.
Yeah.
At the moment, buying a house is a huge expense because buying a house is not just the bond, it's the other expenses. So right now, no, we're at the top of the interest rate cycle. But the good thing is if you can afford a house now, when rates come down, things should get easier. And if you take that advice which you're putting, where you say, don't pay less, just keep paying what you can afford, you're better off. But when it goes up, it hurts you deep.
So bank and, you know, property experts say there are ways to help them either keep their homes or at least retain their titles. I mean, how do homeowners survive these tough times?
Well, what your banks can do for you is they can lower your mortgage rate or your repayment rate by lengthening the bond. The other lady said she's been paying for 14 years.
Yeah.
They'll say, no, we'll make it less, but we're going to add another 10. So it just makes it more difficult. But if you really want to retain your property, perhaps that's the one choice you can make. The other difficult choice you can make is if it's an investment property right now, you can get rid of it because it's just going to be a cost. If the tenant stops paying, it's going to affect your credit record and it's going to be worse for you. But generally speaking, Glenn, right now is a good time to watch the property market. It's definitely a buyer's market. You can pretty much negotiate any price down because affordability is so high right now in terms of is so low for most people applying for bonds.
And you know, the last thing that one could actually think about is losing your property. You know, what do you do? I mean, what options do you have?
Look, no one wants to lose a property. And remember, the banks don't want you to lose your property either. It's a huge expense on them as well. So the best thing is talk to them, make arrangements. Pay what you can afford if you're at the top of your affordability. Try and renegotiate. Yes, you don't want to pay over a longer period, but if it's the only way to keep your home, that's the only way to go right now. And you mentioned earlier, maybe move in with family. If you can't move in with family, those empty rooms, put in tenants, swallow the pride, rent out those bedrooms. And maybe sometimes I've seen people who move to the back room and they rent out the main house as a way of keeping the house. Because when times are hard, you need to make these difficult financial decisions. Because interest rates are not just affecting your house, they're affecting your car, they're affecting your loans, they're affecting absolutely everything. So even your car could have gone up by 40% in terms of repayments.
And also selling is not even an option because I don't think there's people out there who are also willing to jump into this property business.
I think there are people who buy, Glenn, but, you know, it's now a loan shark territory where people are vouchers.
Yeah.
You know, they say take it or leave it. So, yes, you can sell your property, but you probably won't get the price you want. However, for certain properties in certain areas, they're still very much in demand. But right now, if you're a first-time buyer, I would say, you know, speak to a financial advisor to help you. I like the voice notes which are talking about, I got advice from a financial advisor. Not necessarily a boyfriend, but a financial advisor who can actually put you on the right track.
Yeah, no, we need to find such boyfriends and girlfriends, definitely, Gerald, you know, who give us advice, you know. So thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, Gerald.
Always a pleasure. And yes, Radio 2000 listeners, times are hard, but let's keep going. Let's keep going. There'll be probably at the top, we're at the top of the interest rate cycle, probably one or two rate hikes. Then things should get easier. So let's hang in there.
Thank you so much, Gerald Mwandi Ambiri, there on Radio 2000, our music, your memories. Yeah, times are tough. Are you selling your house, Nat?
Not yet. Eh? But also, there's no crime in selling or moving in with your family members or friends or whatever. If you need to take a couple of steps back to take a couple of steps forward, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Swallow your pride and, you know, try to stay afloat as best as you can.
I'll definitely move in with a friend, not family.
Yeah, we'll take Gerald. Please, no boyfriends and girlfriends. Don't get advice from boyfriend.
Well, this lady got an advice from her boyfriend.
And it was good.
Yeah.
It was good, right?
The Morning Buzz. 6 to 9 a.m. on Radio 2000. The Morning Buzz with Glenn Lewis, Natia Ndamase, and Lelo Mzaka.